Good morning, everyone, and a happy Easter to you all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Christ is risen. We greet you. Your hands, your feet still have nail holes in them. Your feet wet with the early morning dew. And you greet us as risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Thank you. So can we sing together? It's Mission Praise 76, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
In the stone, the watch, the seal, hallelujah. Christ hath burst the gates of hell, hallelujah. Death in vain forbids him rise, hallelujah.
Let us pray. Today we celebrate Christ risen and give thanks that we are witnesses to his love. And so we pray for faith that will sustain us in the days to come, faith which offers to other people a glimpse of the God whom we worship. Receive our praise, Lord, for we offer our prayer in the name of our risen Saviour and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. And reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb when they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Thanks be to God for his holy word this morning. In the early morning, life in all its beauty was created. In the early morning, a baby was heard crying. God became man. God's son, Jesus, was born. In the early morning, Jesus, you took yourself away to pray to your Father. In the early morning, Lord, you were sentenced to death for being God's Son. You suffered, carried the cross, and were nailed to the cross, yet you still had compassion for those on either side of you. In the early morning, the women came to anoint your body, only to find your grave clothes neatly folded and your body gone. Just imagine that we are there also. Imagine we are those women and the disciples in the morning, early, in this garden. Our hope has been shattered. Things will never be the same again. It's getting light. We too can see the empty tomb, and we wonder what it's all about. We are unsure. Then, in the early morning, in the guarded garden, a voice was heard. A person spoke, saying, "Jesus is risen, just as he told you he would." The women, Peter and John, are astonished, afraid. They cannot take it in. They went away and hid together, wondering what it all meant. Then slowly they remembered your words, Lord, telling them that this was what would happen and that you told them you would go ahead of them to Galilee. What a bewildering set of circumstances. And it's easy for us because we know what happened next. Yet here, their mourning could be turned to joy. Pain and grief gave way to hope. Could this really be happening? Peter's guilt was going to be dealt with, but they had to keep walking on, not fully knowing. Today we are celebrating this again, celebrating in the knowledge that the women and the disciples found Jesus alive and well. This is the good news. Jesus is alive, and we celebrate with the church on earth and in heaven. This is God's masterpiece, heaven reaching down to earth, inviting us to be part of his new life. We can come together today knowing that this wonderful event in history turns our weariness to new life and strength. Our hurts and incidents where we have hurt others and our hard-heartedness are all forgiven. Christ's death and resurrection are an assurance of his redeeming love and our hope for a better world. A new relationship with God. Jesus' submission brought us freedom. His humility, new life with God our Father. This is real. For every new day, each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus is risen. Let's pray together. Teacher, healer, friend, and risen Lord, we come to give thanks. Thanks for life in all its fullness. Thanks for light that can shine through the cracks and into the darkest places of our lives and our hearts. Thanks for a God who breaks into the normal order of things, who challenges our expectations, who dares us to believe the incredible. Thanks for inquiring minds and inquisitive faith, and for certainty that love cannot be overcome even by death. Amen. So let's sing again. It's number 750 in Mission Praise.
I am
May the risen Lord walk this and every day with you, talking and blessing you in ways you never dreamed of. And may God, our Father, become more real to you in this walk, and the Holy Spirit more at work in your lives. Amen.